Good evening, folks. Hope everybody's having a good night. I want to do a Romans 8 study tonight, chapter 8. This is what the Lord impressed on me this morning. But before I start, I want to let you guys know, man, that I'm going to gather some more information. World War 3, stuff that is popping off with Russia and Ukraine. I've been talking about this on my Facebook channel. China and Taiwan, stuff that's happening in the Middle East. And they're not covering it. They're not covering it. I just heard a guy, Marfugel News and Marfugel TV, they're covering it. Also, Off the Grid Farmer on YouTube, they're covering it. Lots of information going out. But Marfugel just talked about, he went to the Twitter and something about the top 10 stories. And they're only talking about, they're not talking about none of this stuff. And they're only talking about what happened to DMX, God rest his soul, and the Prince, whatever his name is, that just died, that they put out today. I want you to know that there's a reason for that, okay? They are distracting people. You're not going to hear this stuff on the news. They do not want you to prepare. They do not want you to know. Go read Ezekiel 38:39. Like I said, there's the Magog, Gog and Magog war, Ezekiel, it's about to break out. And then you have the Armageddon war that happens. This World War III is about to break out and you need to be prepared. You need to understand. No, he does not appoint us to wrath. But you need to start reaching out to your family members. You need to start reaching out to your anybody who you've ever had a problem with. Let it go. Forgive them. And start preaching the word of God, because this is about getting souls to heaven, and this war is about to break out. This is the truth. Nuclear strikes are going to happen. This is not about fear. This is about you need to know, and you need to relay this message to other people, no matter how crazy they tell you. I'll get the articles together. This stuff is out there, and you guys need to know, and it is popping off, and it's about to escalate into something that this world has never seen. And it's happening. It's going to happen everywhere. And it's going to hit us right here in the United States too. We will not be spared. Nobody is going to be spared from this. You need to start preaching the word of God. And getting souls back to Christ. Okay. This is urgent. We don't fear as children of God. I don't fear this in any kind of way. I'm excited. Because this is stuff that we've been waiting our whole lives to see. And the word of God is alive. And Bible prophecy is rolling out every single day. The word of God is alive and well. And it's rolling out every day. And this is stuff that he's been telling us about. It's going to happen. We are about to meet our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's coming for a bride without spot or blemish. People can't fathom that it's about to happen in this year, this season. And people, they can't fathom it. And a lot of people are falling away. And he says, many will fall away from the faith. I'm seeing all sorts of pastors and preachers. They're not even teaching the gospel in church. They're not doing altar calls. We got to wake up, folks. We got to tell the people about the sword that is coming. God judges righteously, and he doesn't want anybody to perish. He doesn't want anybody to go to hell, but he is going to pull his hand back, and he tells us clearly, I told you about these things while I was still around. And they will remember when we go that we tried to tell them about this stuff. And it's going to be bad. It's going to be the worst time on earth, the worst time the earth has ever seen. So, you know, for a time like this, it's very cool that the Lord gave me Romans 8. And it talks about we are God's children. I want you to listen to the words of God and understand what he's saying in the scripture. What he's trying to really get us to understand. How to understand his words and what it truly means to serve God. So I'm going to go ahead and start reading on Romans. I'm doing the whole chapter 8. Please share this message. Please start sharing. Stand up. Don't compromise. Do it in love. Like I said, if they don't want to listen, they don't want to listen, but we can still love them. We are not going to condone their sinful life. God, like I said, he's coming for a bride without spot or blemish. Serve him now. Do not serve the world in him. Come out. He says, come out from under her. Do not partake in her iniquities any longer. Let God be God in your life. Let him guide and provide for you. He will give you the desires of your heart, everything that you need to survive. Just please serve him. Don't, you cannot serve two masters. He's so jealous and loving that he wants you to himself. All right, here we go. Chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I tell you every day that you battle with your flesh, but you don't have to give in to it. 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Christ came. He lived the perfect life. He became our sin. He sacrificed his precious blood on that cross so he could free us from the law. But the law is in us. It's a guide. It leads us to righteousness and holiness. It's a guide. The most two important commandments is love the Father with all your heart and soul and love your brother and your neighbors and your sisters. Law, he says, the law is love. Love is the law. 3. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. We all messed up. God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, right? They can't give up the world. They cannot let go of their worldly things. They let their flesh control and pull against the will of God. You have to submit. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, right? He talks about being on milk, right? That's flesh. And he says we have to get to meat. We have to stay in the Spirit, right? 6. For to be carnally minded, to be fleshly minded, carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Let me tell you, he will set your mind free when you come out from under that worldly system. It is the most hardest, happiest, joyful, freest I've ever felt in my entire life to just serve the Lord. I don't have any material things, but I have everything in the Spirit. My family, my wife and daughter, we are so happy because we have the Lord and we hear him and we talk to him every single day. I promise you, now is not a time to play with God anymore. We've got to be serious, and we should want to, because he sent his only begotten son to die for us, to save us. Because of the carnal mind is hostility against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Let me read that again. Verse 8. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of this. Verse 10. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. God cannot dwell, and he won't dwell in a sinful body. That's why you have to die to self. You have to be converted, and you have to be a disciple. You have to give up your life and serve the Lord. Verse 11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. He will quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. Verse 13, I'll read it again. If you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If you're led by the Spirit of God, you are sons. Sons and daughters of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. We are not under and shackled in our sin anymore. He has set us free when we are converted. He has set us free. We are not in bondage. And do not be drugged back into it by fear. Do not let the fear drag you back into your own bondage, your own filth, your own sin. Do not. He says, I give you a spirit. I do not give you a spirit of fear, but of sound mind. He said, but you have received the spirit of adoption. You have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Verse 16, the spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God, right? The Holy Spirit leads us. He guides us. He is a person. Invite him in. Would you ever want to be invited to or would you ever want to go to a party that you're not invited to? I'm just using this as an example. Yes, the Holy Spirit's there. Acknowledge the Holy Spirit, though. When you're praying, call him in. When you're doing something, call him in. Invite him in. Okay? Verse 17. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffered with him. He talks about long suffering is salvation. We are to suffer for the Lord, and we should want to. Persecution, scoffers, mockers, trials and tribulations. He said these things will come. We must endure and we must take it head on. We are not to fear. We are not to submit. We are to give God praises for the trials and tribulations and the persecutions that come our way. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. We want to be glorified in heaven with God, so we'll suffer now. Verse 18, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travail in pain together until now. We're travailing together, the whole earth, all of us together, longing to be with our Lord and Savior. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body, our glorious bodies, right? 24, we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Faith, folks. Faith. Faith. Believing is seeing. Seeing is not believing. You're in the spirit. You got to hear the still small voice of God. Know and believe and trust and put all your heart and soul in the Lord and let him guide your life. 26, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. He guides us. He leads us. He's our brother. He helps us with everything. He leads us to holiness and righteousness in Christ. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts know what is in the mind of the Spirit, because maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. The Holy Spirit does things for you, speaks to you by the will of God, right? The will of God. And we know all things work together for the good to them that love God. Listen to that again. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called, who are the called according to his purpose. I told you, he has predestined you for a time such as this. He knows you better than you know yourself, and he's calling you out from the world. We are to be overcomers as Jesus Christ overcame the world. He says, my kingdom is not of this earth. My kingdom is not of this earth. We are not of this earth. We are sent down here with nothing. We will leave with nothing to go back to be with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, forever and ever, never separated again. 29. Nothing can separate us from God's love. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestine. I just talked about this. 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestine to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. He says, I knew you before the foundations of the earth were formed. He sent you down here. He breathed life into your mother's womb because of what Adam and Eve did at the Garden of Eden with the forbidden fruit. You were born into sin. And the Lord has to convert you. He has to save you. He has to pull that sin out of you. Submit to his will. Verse 30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all these things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that he is risen again, and who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Jesus Christ is our one true mediator, the only way to the Father. You have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. He is the mediator. He is our intercessor, just like the Holy Spirit of God, intercessor. And as we are down here, Jesus Christ uses us to intercede for people who are dead in their sins. That's why we have to pray for our enemies, because God loves them too. We have to pray that they are set free from the bondage and the shackle and the chains of sin that has suppressed them down and whatever has a hold of them. Remember, we were all lost too. No sin is greater than another sin. Sin is sin, and the wages of sin is death. 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Is something going to pull you away from God's word, from God's love? Are you going to trust him with all your heart and soul, to know that he has you, he's going to take care of you, because his word does not return void. What he says, he means, and he does what he says. God is God, and God is good, and he judges righteously, and he loves us, and he sacrificed his life for us. Hallelujah, and he is coming again. As it is written, that's all you say. You put out the word. You let God judge through you. You stand on the word in righteousness. And you say, it is written. Remember when the devil tempted Jesus Christ for 40 days and 40 nights. He said, I rebuke you, Satan. Get from me. For it is written. For it is written. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord. For it is written. Right? For thy sake. 36. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. 37. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. 38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So folks, I continue to thank you guys for coming and listening to this channel. It encourages me. I want to ask you guys, for anybody tonight, like I talked about, this war is amping up. You know, it talks about it in Daniel. It talks about it in Ezekiel, the Magog War. And then you have the Battle of Armageddon. World War III is about to break out. And if there's anybody in your family, anybody, you, if you're in doubt about your salvation, I continue to tell people, you know, they always take Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, right? And then they take the part that says, just believe, right? But you got to know the whole gospel of Jesus Christ. You have to understand it. And a lot of people have been programmed. I was programmed too until March of 2020. I always say this. I got baptized 3 times, right? And I would go to church one day a week. And I would open my Bible in that church. And then I would just go back and do whatever I want. And I was told it's okay because I believed in Christ. But not knowing that I was mocking God, I was denying his power, and I was spitting in his face. And I was hanging him up on the cross with every sin that I blatantly continued to do, grieving and quenching the Holy Spirit. And he tells you in the Bible, I will sear your spirit with a hot iron. When Jesus Christ was on that cross, and he said, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? Because he took that weight of that sin upon him for us. And he was separated for that moment from God, because he became that sin and he shed his precious blood. So when we say that we are saved, are you truly saved? Can you look at yourself tonight? Look at yourself in the mirror, and only you know if you're truly saved. Have you been living a life for the Lord? Or have you been 1 foot in the world and 1 foot in God, denying his power? Denying that he can provide for you? Denying that he can give you the desires of your heart? Not hearing his voice? Just doing whatever? We're not under the law, but the law is a guide, and it's in our hearts. And grace, people take his grace as a weakness. It's his mercy. It's his mercy. He talks about repenting. We have to repent from all of our wickedness that we've all done. He says, not one is righteous, not even one. And we were all wicked. Okay, we all got caught up in the ways of the world. And he says, repent now. In the Bible, they got in sackcloth and ashes in the streets, and they repented for the people and themselves. And it's the most humbled, humbleness that you can possibly do, of brokenness, to be in a state of brokenness. Every day I wake up, I humble myself, and I remember what I used to be. You know, I grew up in a rough childhood, and I was a drug addict, and I was homeless. I was in and out of jails, thinking that I was a good person, but I wasn't. And I got the fear of God put in me. Some people don't even fear God, and that's a scary thing, because he gets to say where your soul goes. Do not fear what man can do to you. God is the one who sits on the throne. God has the keys to heaven and hell, and he gets to say where your soul goes. He is coming for a bride without spot or blemish. He says, be worthy for the call. He has a will for your life, and it was never meant to be in this world. We were never meant to be a part of this world. He wants you to rise. Rise up, sons and daughters of the Most High God. Stand firm and walk boldly, mighty warriors. Walk boldly before the Lord today, tonight, and every day forward, Lord willing, if we wake up tomorrow. There's nothing to fear. God does not appoint his children to wrath. He loves you. He wants you to rise up and be the salt and the light that we were supposed to be this whole time. So I ask you now to please humble yourselves, to put the pride aside. It's not about being your emotions telling you to do this or that or this and that. It's about what the Word of God says. And he tells us to humble ourselves, and we all have to repent. And that means to turn away from the world Okay, there's a new ceiling. It doesn't matter if you got saved 10 years ago or you thought you did, or 5 years ago. If you did that and you went back into the ways of the world and you didn't put God first in everything that you did and you pulled against the will of God, you're not saved. But the good news is He still has His hand extended. And we can forget about the past. He says, give me your burdens. Lay your burdens at my feet. By my stripes you are healed. Give it to Him and submit. I tell everybody, do you have your bills paid for? Do you have food in your refrigerator for that day? Don't worry about the past. Don't worry about the future. God will take care of it. But He's calling you now. He talks about building a foundation on repentance and not coming back to it. He has a spot for backsliders and lukewarm Christians. And we're not to be that, okay? He's not playing with us anymore. We have continually stomped on His grace continually because we thought that it was okay. Just believe, right? Stop at the cross, right? Well, Jesus Christ never stopped. He carried that cross with a purpose. He carried it. Why they tortured Him. They put those thorns in His head. They spit at Him, yelled at Him, screamed at Him. And He had a purpose to die for me and you. To shed the blood. He became our sin. He fulfilled the law. And He brought us out from under it by His mercy, His grace. So I ask you tonight once again, anybody, yourself, anybody you know, anybody, if you have any doubt, what do you have to lose by just recommitting your life to God? Draw up some water in your bathtub or just get some water and have somebody put it in their hand. It can be whoever. Say, Father God, I repent tonight. I'm turning away from the world. Father God, forgive me. I confess that I'm sin. I'm guilty that I backslid into the ways of the world. I got caught up in the ways of the world, not understanding the true gospel of Jesus Christ. And not submitting to your will. But I want to submit to your will tonight. I ask you to come in and prick my heart. And give me a heart of flesh. To take away the stone from my heart. I give you my life tonight. Have somebody dunk you down in the water. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And get resealed and recommitted tonight. And submit to the will of the Father. And give up your life for His. He's about to take everything. This is not our life. This is His. People have such a hard time letting go of the world. They do not want to be uncomfortable. They want to be in control. But God says, I come to separate. I come to bring a sword, not peace. And if you are a friend of the world, you are no friend of mine. You are not a child of God. And those who rebel against God will perish. He does not want this for you. He does not want this for you. He loves you so much. But you got to have ears to hear. You got to have eyes to see. And you got to be a doer of the word. People are so silent. These pastors are doing wicked things. Telling that this vaccine's from God. Are you kidding me? And people, instead of going and opening up the word of God, they leave their salvation in a man's hands. You never take a man's word for it. Just like I say, go to the Bible, go to the scriptures, pray, ask God. Everything that I've said, I'm just a messenger of God. I'm just a messenger of God. And I too will be judged and held accountable for everything I say and do. And I will not lie. Because I serve the Lord righteously now in purity and holiness. And these pastors and preachers and deacons and evangelists and whoever that continues to say that this vaccine is from God and they stoke on the fear of people and these people trust them. Jesus Christ is the one who heals. Jesus Christ is the one who casts demons out. Show me in the Bible where He was sticking needles in people. God is God Almighty. He created the heaven and earth, and He created man perfect in His image. He will heal you, but He will not heal anybody who is disobedient. and who does not trust him. A lot of people are confessing that they believe in the Lord, but denying his power, and it's starting to show who truly is a child of God, who truly knows the word of God. He's equipping us. He's telling us to armor up every day. Folks, it's getting close, and I'm so excited because the Lord is about to make his return. I let people know what's going on in the world right now because you're not going to get it from the media. We got to seek this out. But the good news is, watch what the Lord's about to do. Watch what he's about to do. We're not looking for a date. We're looking for a war to break out. I keep telling people, I literally think they're going to fire missiles off at us. I know this sounds bad, but it's not. He's going to snatch us out at the blink of an eye, a twinkling of the eye, snatching us up, catching us away, because he's God. And God is going to show them, I'm the one who sits on the throne, and I have the keys to heaven and hell. And everything that's happening is because I said it would. I wrote this story. I wrote these testimonies, and I'm the one who reigns, and I will reign forever and ever and ever. And you're either going to follow him now, or you're going to perish with the men who are going to die because they love not their own lives unto death. They did not want to hear the truth. Folks, I hope that this is encouraging to you. The stuff with this war is getting very, very extreme. There's a lot of stuff going on. You guys got to seek this out. I'll keep putting out. There's a lot of articles I got to go through to show you this. It's ramping up everywhere. I mean everywhere. China, Iran, Russia, Turkey, Israel and Iran bombing each other. Ships being hit. Nuclear weapons being tested. Islands being surrounded. I mean, this is about to pop off. We got thousands of Chinese troops in Canada and on the Mexican border. And if there's ships out there getting ready to surround the United States, nobody would even know or tell us. So the United States is going to be hit too. I laugh when I hear these people say, oh, well, the United States is just going to dissolve. That persecution in China or what happens over there is not going to come here. Really? Are you kidding me? It is coming here. It's coming to everywhere. And it's really going to come to the United States because we've been given the most. We've been given the most. We've been given a free to live in a democracy. And while we were under a lie of not understanding how it suppressed us, still the United States was a democracy, a capitalist, conservative. You can live your life how you want to live your life. And free speech and guns and living in a land full of abundance and being able to shop for whatever you want and go to a ball game and not a third world country. So you better believe the United States is going to get hammered hard. It's coming to the world. He says, I will spare nobody and I will not leave a rock, any rock unturned. So please share this message. And please keep coming back. And I pray that somebody hears something tonight that they needed to hear. And I just continue to reach out to your family members if you can. Mine, a lot of them don't talk to me anymore. And it's okay. I still love them. They don't understand. They don't know God. I've tried to talk to them a lot. Even Jordan's family. I love them too. I really do. I love them. I hope that if there's anything that I've ever done to them in any way, which I don't know, I hope they forgive me for whatever I've done that's made them mad. I know that I'm serving the Lord and I love the Lord and I'm going in that direction. I love them too, but it's their choice which direction they want to go right now. And I'm meeting a lot of brothers and sisters in Christ, our heavenly family. And I'm focused on Jesus. I'm focused on going there with my family and my other brothers and sisters. And I tell you, no matter what all this other stuff, Bible prophecy, what's going on, just remember that we're in the boat together. Let's understand what the real gospel of Jesus Christ is, how we are to serve him, and let's not throw anybody out of the boat. Let's do this together and finish strong. We are going home this year. That is the truth. Psalms 90. I keep telling people to go read Psalms 90. It'll tell you right there. So God bless you guys, man. Hope you guys have a great night. And continue to seek the Lord with all your heart and soul. He wants to talk to you. He loves you. He wants to tell you what's going on. Ask him where you're at with him. Whatever he needs to do to draw you closer, ask him to do it. He'll do it. I love you guys. God bless you and have a great night.